Blog Talk Radio.
Sunday afternoon, and we'd like to welcome you to The Man's Voice. And this is David Schroeder. We're talking to you here today because we have a lot to talk about, and we want you to join in possibly with us if you have things that you would like to tell us to talk about or embellish some of the conversations we're having. To do that, all you have to do is dial 646-668-8740. And when someone asks if you would like to say a few words, just say, yes, I got something to say. I want to welcome the panelists. It looks like a nice crew is here, and we're ready to get started now. And I was going to open it up for, major things, but I think we know that we're going to end up talking about the Trump indictment. So let's just get that out the way so then we can talk about other things afterwards. But I do know that this is a whole lot of conversation here in the United States right now, and people are trying to figure it out. I know that it has done a lot to the people that are running in the Republican Party with running against or wanted to and everything. So I think we should start out with that. Mr. Wiggins, what are your thoughts on the indictment?
Well, David, it's the talk of the country. It's the talk of the universe. It's never happened in United States history where a sitting or a former president has been indicted. And we talked about this prior on our show, that the legal ramifications that he's going to face in his quest to be president again are going to be just huge. My God, I don't know from a sanity point of view if he could stand all the pressure that's going to be coming at him. And with this current situation, they moved it to Miami, moved it to Dade County, moved it to the state of Florida. That's going to be very interesting. And we got a lot of supporters still supporting him, ride or die. Doesn't make any difference. I'm a Trumpster. I don't care what he does. I'm still a Trumpster. You know, and the thing is, we think that everybody should be treated equally, but neither here nor there. But the thing is, we still have not heard the facts. The facts have not come out. And the thing is, we got a lot of people that were with him in his original cabinet that are not saying a word. Some of them are very quiet. His daughter, and Jared are very quiet, if you notice that. It could be because they got those $2 billion from the Saudis when they stepped down. I don't know. But anyway, we got a real interesting situation happening here on Tuesday, David, and more will be revealed.
Right. All right, Ron, you're down in Miami also. What are your thoughts?
Well, yeah, Don, you're right. It's the talk of the town, and you know, actually the whole world is watching. I was watching Fox News this morning, and I was taken aback by an interview with one of Trump's attorneys, and I couldn't believe that she still thinks that this is all a lot to do about nothing. even after Attorney General Barr on the same news network, Fox, former Attorney General Barr, said that even if half of what they have dug up is true, that these are his words, not mine, Trump is toast, okay? So it's going to be really interesting, I think, also the timing of it all, because just because he's been indicted, you know, obviously if it goes, you know, to a jury and how long that's going to take with, you know, gearing up for the next campaign, the timing of it all is really, really interesting. And I, you know, I have no idea how it's all going to unfold. Nobody, I guess, really does. But, you know, if he is convicted, I don't know what's going to happen. I mean, if he is convicted and sent to jail, which they've been talking about on Fox also, not just the quote-unquote liberal networks, if he does spend any jail time, then what's going to happen? I mean, it's going to be a circus, I think, in the Republican side of things. And I don't know if Pence or DeSantis or, I mean, I heard this morning that even Miami's mayor, Suarez, is going to throw his hat in the Republican ring, I think, next week. I don't know if you heard that, Don, but,
yeah,
you know, it's going to be a circus. That's all I have to say. But, you know, all eyes are on the spotlight is down here right now, obviously, because everybody wants to know what's going to happen on Tuesday morning or afternoon.
You're right, Ron. And, you know, Suarez mentioned it this morning. He says, I'm going to throw my hat in the ring. You know, you said something very interesting, and you're absolutely right when Barr said he's toast. 37 counts will be brought up on Tuesday. 37 counts, Ron.
All right. Jeremiah, what are your thoughts on the indictment?
I haven't. Honestly, I haven't. I've been so busy with the business. I haven't really looked into it and heard because I've closed off dealing with other things. But it's about time. You know, just like I'll say this, just like everyone else, you know, if you commit a crime, they're after you. They're after us. Anybody who commits a crime, so guess what? They've got his butt. And that's all I have to say for right now.
All right. Joel, what are your thoughts on this?
To be honest, I really haven't been paying attention to it all that much. I can understand the severity of it. I do know that they said that they found, like, boxes of documents at his house. In all fairness, I think if they're going to indict him for this, they need to indict Hillary for the emails because, you know, for being fair, he's hoarding government information, and same thing with Hillary with her private email server. I think it should be fair, and I think it is partially political attack, but if it is as severe as they say it is, I think it needs to have proper justice in regards to the courts.
All right. Darius, what are your thoughts?
I'm saddened by not the indictment of Donald Trump. I'm saddened by the demise of America, how this is unprecedented. And I'll tell you one good thing that I wouldn't say good thing, but what's even more disappointing to me is people who I thought had some level of character, some level of integrity, some level of a desire for greatness of America and fairness and justice, they've been exposed. We see the heart of people. The Trump derangement syndrome is real. And, yeah, some of the same people on here, well, on here and on the media, in the media circuit, celebrating this, were defending what Hillary Clinton did. They were defending Joe Biden. These are the same people who are now talking about, oh, we got to have nobody is above the law. You guys, frankly, lack the character and integrity to even comment on this situation. You really should be totally quiet because you have no legal or no You have no integrity at all whatsoever. Put it that way. You have no moral authority whatsoever. Because if you did, you'd be outraged at the fact that this came out the very same day that the FBI released documents of Joe Biden receiving bribes. You would be outraged at Hillary Clinton smashing BlackBerries. You'd be outraged at the fact of her setting up a private server. You'd be outraged at the fact that Joe Biden has tons of tons of government information in at the Penn Center, his garage, at home, in his beach house. He's got documents in Chinatown. You guys don't care anything about that. You don't care anything about fairness in the justice system. Michael, of all people, who talks about this all the time, he doesn't care, because as long as they're coming after someone else, then he cares. Then you have Don, who's a man of the cloth. He's a man of God who's supposed to be concerned about righteousness and justice. He doesn't give a damn about that, because it's a happy day for him, because it's the other guy who's getting it. And so what you guys don't realize is you're burning down America. You're burning down the government. You're burning down our stance in the world, because the world is looking at this, and we have now become a banana republic. And the world is laughing at us. There's never been a president in history who's been indicted for having documents. Never, ever. Because it's a civil thing, and there's always a negotiation. Every single president since this has been a law has been engaged with the Archives and Records Division and negotiated what documents the president can keep and what documents he can't. But because it's Trump, we're going to throw all of that out of the window. We don't care. And everything that they've come after this man on for 7 years, you guys have been saying he's been going to jail. So started with Stormy Daniels, didn't happen. Started with his taxes, didn't happen. They said that he was colluding with Russia. That was a lie. They said that he was falsifying his tax documents. That was a lie. They said that he was engaged with Russian disinformation. That was a lie. They said that he was digging up dirt on Joe Biden in the Ukraine. They impeached him for that. That was a lie. Actually, we found out that what he was digging up was the truth. Joe Biden was involved in corruption in the Ukraine. And it goes on and on and on. So how many times are they going to bring charges against this guy and he beat him? And you guys still saying, oh, he's going to jail. He's going to, you've been saying it for 7 years. It didn't happen then. It's not going to happen now.
Darius, one thing I want to remind you is that my spirituality has nothing to do with this trial. I want you to know one thing. My spirituality is for whoever's right, and we have not heard the complete verdict. You need to stay tuned to Tuesday and hear the charges, sir.
So then will you say right now, Don, that Hillary Clinton and Joe Biden should go to jail? Because you said that Donald Trump should go to jail.
Evidently, they didn't, because it hasn't been proven that that was
the
fact.
That's a lie, Don.
Let me respond to your question, sir.
But you're telling a lie. James told me, sir, you're lying. James told me said that he was guilty.
You can't ask me a question and then talk me. You've got to listen to what I'm saying when you ask me a question.
Because you told a lie. You said she wasn't guilty. She was. James Comey said she was guilty. But
well,
he didn't convict her because he said no reasonable prosecutor would convict her.
Why wasn't she charged?
I just told you. Said she did it. She was guilty. He said no reasonable prosecutor
wasn't she charged?
Would take a...
Why wasn't she charged the same way Donald Trump is being charged?
Are you listening to me? I'm trying to tell you. You're not listening. He said she was guilty. He said he wasn't going to bring charges because no reasonable prosecutor would. The reason she wasn't charged the way Donald Trump was is, like I said, it's because it's Donald Trump. So now we can change the way everything has happened before that. And all I'm saying is if you had any type of integrity and character, you would be just as outraged at what happened then as you are with Donald Trump. And you're not. You have a two-tier.
They asked him, did he have classified information at Mar-a-Lago? He said no. He said no.
That's not now, true. Don, that's a lie. That's a lie.
He had, he's allowed to he have had his attorneys open it up for them to investigate. They said they had found all of them. They had not found all of them. Let me say something. I look at what professionals do in the law. I don't set the law. You don't
right.
either. Just be patient and hear what's happening on Tuesday, Darius. You can't just form an opinion based upon your love for a person.
You just formed one, Don. You formed an opinion. What are you talking about? Celebrating, talking
wait
about glory
till,
to God. Hallelujah.
Wait till Tuesday.
You didn't wait till Tuesday. You didn't wait until Tuesday?
I did wait till Tuesday.
Okay, Don.
Tuesday hasn't come, Darius. Today is Sunday.
You're already celebrating.
Wow. All right, let's move on. Let's, Ron, what, you want to jump in this conversation going on, and what are your thoughts?
Well, yeah, I already shared my thoughts, but I want to comment on a couple of things that Darius said. First of all, in my opinion, and I'm sure I'm not alone in this, this country started becoming a banana republic the day that Donald Trump took office. It's like a dictatorship. I mean, I don't see it any different than any other dictatorship around the world. And on January 6th, when the Capitol was stormed, that only happens in banana republics. It never happened here until Donald Trump. That's number one. Number two is that, I guess that you're saying that former Attorney General Barr is an idiot, and so is more than 50% of Americans, because more than 50% of Americans, which includes, by the way, a lot of Republicans, think that Trump was wrong in doing what he did. So hence all of the charges that will be filed on Tuesday.
Right. All right, let's go with Jeremiah. What are your thoughts on this conversation?
I have no comment at this point. I commented on it earlier. We'll wait for Tuesday. Like Darius said, let's wait until Tuesday. And, like Don said, we'll see what's going on Tuesday and get a verdict or get more information on what's going on.
Where's Bruce? Is Bruce on? I'd love to hear Bruce.
Bruce is not here. He will not be here this week or next.
Oh.
He won't be. Yeah.
Michael's not on.
No, not.
Oh,
yet.
Michael. Yeah, where's Michael?
He's not here as of yet. I'm sure he's listening, but he's not here.
Hey, hey, David. I wanted to also state though that we're not going to find out anything on Tuesday, guys. Tuesday is just the reading of the charges, the reading of the indictment, and him entering a plea. So we're not going to find out anything on Tuesday. My point is
we
know enough now.
Darius, we're going to find out what he has, what charges he has. We haven't heard
that.
We
already know that. The indictment
what
is already,
you know?
It's unsealed.
What are the
it's
charges,
already unsealed.
Darius?
You haven't.
What are
Don,
the charges?
You haven't, oh, my gosh, if you'll let me finish. You can go online and see the indictment has been unsealed already. You don't have to wait until Tuesday. The charges are obstruction of justice. The charges are espionage. The charges are blocking an investigation and possessing illegal documents with the intent to, I won't say distribute, but the intent to commit espionage conspiracy. That's what the charges are, which are all bogus, basically.
Give me 37 charges, Darius.
Well, I'm just telling you what I can't list all 37 of them, Don. Are you crazy?
You can't. No, you can't. No, you can't.
No, I can't. I can read. You want me to pull it up and read them to you, or you want to read them for yourself? You can read them yourself.
Man,
wait
till Tuesday, Darius. My God, don't be
I don't have
such
to. You,
a person.
You wait
of,
till Tuesday. I don't have to. I've
I'm
already seen
wait
it.
Till
I've already seen the indictment. Okay, good. I hope you reserve judgment until Tuesday as well.
Well,
then
I'm
I hope
not
going to
form an opinion like you've already formed your opinion.
I did not. I didn't say he was guilty or innocent. I said there's a double system in place. There's a two-tier judgment system in place. I didn't say that I formed an opinion. If he's guilty,
that,
he should
Darius,
go to jail.
Why do all the Republicans say there's a double system? Why is it in favor of the Democrats?
Because the Democrats running the Justice Department. That's why in the FBI and the media. And we've seen it. We've seen it already. It's not like we have to guess. We've seen that nothing happened to Hillary. We see that nothing's happened to Joe Biden. We see that nothing's happened to Hunter Biden. We've seen that nothing happened to Bill Clinton when he had tapes in his sock drawer. We've seen that nothing happened when they sent their lawyer into the archives, museum records, and classified documents down his shorts. He got a slap on the wrist. We've seen that nothing happened when they did the whole Russian collusion thing. So don't say, how do I know? The evidence is in your face. These are all Democrats that are doing this. Not one Democrat has been indicted on anything.
Well, you know that former President Donald Trump is toast. Even if half of the material in his indictment is true. That's what the former Attorney General Bill Barr told Fox News today. They said that he said that Trump is toast and that even if half of them was done.
That as well. I mean, Bill Barr also is bitter at whatever reason. He wrote a book against Donald, a damning book against Donald Trump as well. So, I mean, I'm not putting any kind of faith in that. Bill also of the Russian collusion thing as well. So I'm not, that was a blatant lie.
You keep bringing up things of the past, man. I mean, you're like a battered abused woman sometime when you keep on bringing up the past. Listen, we're talking about right now. Let's talk about
Done.
Right now.
Done.
Do you know what precedent is in the law, my man? Do you understand what precedent is?
Do
so
you
the
understand
past
what
is relevant?
Charges have been made and they have not been brought up.
Done. The past is relevant, my friend, when you're talking about the law. There's something called precedent. And so every case is adjudicated based on precedent. So you sound kind of ridiculous by saying I sound like a battered woman. You need to know the law, my friend. It is relevant.
So if it wasn't brought up on the Democratic Party, it should be brought up right now that Hillary Clinton was not charged, so we shouldn't even charge Donald Trump. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely, that's what I'm saying. If you're not going to charge one, you shouldn't charge the other. On even worse, more egregious, what Hillary Clinton did was far more egregious. She set up a private server and destroyed devices. So, yeah, that's far more egregious than what Donald Trump has done.
All right, let's move on. Joel, what did you want to bring to the table this week? Let's move on. And for those who are listening, hold on a second. If you would like to call in and jump in with anything about the conversation or anything, please call us at 646-668-8740. Okay, so I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So I know that some people on the panel do have children, and there's this changing mentality when it comes to gender roles and when it comes to how people do things. In many cases, two parents do have to work now in order to make a family survive. The dad works, the mom works. Sometimes people are house husbands. So just one by one, I want to ask people, if you were younger and if you were raising your kids today, would you feel weird about being a house husband and doing things that traditionally women would do in order to keep the family going?
Good question. Why don't you take that on, Don?
No, I wouldn't. Well, that's a good question. I'm glad you brought that up. I think it's a partnership. Now, growing up, my mom taught me how to do dishes, wash clothes, do the domestic things, how to cook. Thank God for my mom. She taught me how to do those things. So if I had to, I could fill in that role. And if my wife was making the income, and I didn't have to work, I could do that as well. I hope I answered your question.
All right.
Probably.
You did. But Ron, what are your thoughts?
I'm not sure I heard the entire question, but I think Saul was asking if I would be okay in taking on the household chores of a woman. Is that correct, Saul?
Yes, or just being a house husband or just doing traditionally things that women do, like changing diapers and stuff like that.
Yeah. No, absolutely not. I think it's perfectly fine. You know, in this country, we've come a long way in blurring, you know, those distinctions between what traditionally men did and what women did. And, yeah, there's still people that are trying to hang on to those old traditions and feelings, especially in the Hispanic community, I think, in this country. But for the most part, I think we've come a long way, and I don't have any issues whatsoever with a man staying home. In fact, I've seen it many times where the man is the one that stays home and the wife goes to work and makes the living. And I've seen many times, in fact, colleagues at work where the woman is the main breadwinner, so to speak, making a lot more money than the guy does. So I have no issues with it.
What about you, Terry?
And you know something? And you know something? Let me add along to what's been said thus far. You know, a lot of people think that a marriage is 50-50, and it's not 50-50. Sometimes at my house, it's 70-30. You know, I may come home feeling bad, 30%, and my wife will say, hey, honey, I got the other 70. So, I mean, you know, it's a partnership, a helpmate. Just what it meant, help meet. Help me meet the obstructions or the consequences or the dilemmas that we face. So it's a give and take situation. So well, and if you're not married yet, get ready for it, because it's not 50-50. It's a partnership.
All right. How about you, Jeremiah?
I think I could definitely do so if I had to play that role, and whether it's playing about to make a new word, but yeah, I think I could definitely do it. Like I agree with Don. He said, you know, it's a partnership. It's not about 50, 60, 100, 1,000. It's really what it takes to get everything done on a day-to-day, month-to-month basis, as far as, you know, being a family with your family, your wife, and your kids.
All right. What about you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, I said. Darius, what about you?
Hey, Don hit the nail right on the head. You know, it's a 50-50 partnership, but it's not always, you know, 50-50. Sometimes it's 70-30. And, you know, while we may have roles, assigned roles in a marriage, we're ultimately a team. So if somebody falls down on their assignment, or somebody slips up, or for some reason someone can't perform, then absolutely, yes, I'd be willing to step up. And have stepped up. I have been faced with that situation. And my wife has been faced with it as well. And so neither one of us have a problem stepping up and filling in if we have to do role reversal, or if someone has to take on the bulk of the roles at one time. That's just the way a marriage works. If, you know, if you're not a team, it's not going to work if you're not willing.
All right.
You know, David, you know something? The vows at the marriage altar said for better or for worse. So if you were to go blind, would I still think you look good? If you couldn't breathe for 5 minutes, would I still love you? If you couldn't pay the rent, would I still love you? So, I mean, it's more than a 50-50. You got to be able to ride or die.
All right. Let's ask another political question here for those of you. I know this is going to get a little sidetracked, but there are a lot of people that are accusing President Biden over his Pride Month display at the White House. At the White House, if you would go up there now, and you would see two American flags and the LGBTQ flag, which is a rainbow flag, posted at the White House, very large one, but the LGBTQ flag is in the center, and the United States flags are in each side. And so there's a big scream going across the United States. A lot of people saying that that is a violation of the Constitution, because the Constitution says the American flag can always be centered. All right. What are your thoughts on that one, Don?
Well, the thing is, I don't think that there should be no flag to even put on the level of the United States flag, whether it be a Black Lives Matter flag or LBGT flag. No flag compares to the great countries of the United States of America. It needs to stand alone. It needs to stand alone, David.
Do you think that the president should take it down?
Too many calls.
Say it again.
Do you think the president should listen to the community and take it down?
Oh, yeah, no doubt. You know, and the thing is, they only do it for political reasons, to gain political votes, you know, and politics has nothing to do with that.
All right. What about you, Ron?
You might be surprised by my response, but I don't think any group of people or ethnicity or sexual orientation or, you know, Black Lives Matter, I don't think anybody should be represented in the White House except the American flag, because that opens up the, you know, what if the Muslim, there's a Muslim, no disrespect to Muslims, but what if they wanted their flag displayed, you know, what about Hispanic Heritage Month? What if they wanted their flag displayed, and where do you draw the lines? I think it should just be the American flag, and that's it.
All right. What about you, Darius?
Hey, guys, I'm sorry. I agree with Don and Ron. Man, all three of us agree, so that's awesome, man. No flag should be flown there other than the U.S. flag, and I think it's a in order for you to fly a flag like that, and this goes back to Joe Biden being the great uniter in chief. When you fly a flag like that over the White House is the people's house. So what you're saying is that the entire nation stands behind this movement, which is a lie. So you're supposed to be representing all people. That's why I believe that fly other flags, like Don said, even, you know, BLM or whatever else. Even I took issue with them flying the Ukrainian flag in the chambers as well, because you're saying that as a people behind this, and that's an absolute lie. So you shouldn't fly that, because there's probably over 70% of the country that disagrees with this, if not more. So, it's totally an abomination, and it's utter disrespect to the Americans that don't agree and support the movement.
Did you just say 75% of the United States does not agree?
I'm not saying agree with the freedom, but I'm talking about the movement. The LGBTQ movement to indoctrinate children, to have support transgender surgeries on minors, those types of things, to support a transgender curriculum in schools. And I'm not saying all LGBTQ people support that, because there are a great deal of them that don't. But I'm saying the movement as a whole supports that. And there's an overwhelming majority of Americans that are against that.
All right. What are your thoughts on that, Eric? I'm sorry, Soel?
Well, something about America is very special is that we're a very diverse country, one of the diverse in the world. There's so many of us that can trace our lineage from somewhere else. We are Black, white, Asian, Latino. There's so many of us that are just fundamentally different. I mean, the flag itself represents 13 different colonies. All these different people that came from somewhere else on a pilgrimage to make a better life for themselves, that flag represents all of us. So they are Americans that are gay, and that flag represents them. We are Americans that are Black, and that flag represents them. When that flag is on the White House or any United States property, it represents all of us. When, like, for example, I'm Nevadan, the Nevadan flag sits second to the United States flag. It represents all of us in a different way.
All right. Jeremiah, what about you?
I couldn't agree with Darius even more. You know, I disagree with any other flags being at any governmental or important places in the United States. I'm going to stick to that, and I believe everybody believes the same. You know, we can't change. You only can change so many things at a time, and that's not one of them right now.
Yeah, okay. All right, so let's move to Ron. Something you would like to bring to the table for discussion this week?
I'll pass for now, David.
Okay. What about you, Darius?
Yeah, I'd like to talk about the release. The FBI has been hiding documents on the Biden bribery investigation. This goes to one of the examples I was talking about earlier about the two-sided justice system. We found out through bank records and FBI records that we have eyewitnesses and we have corroborating evidence that Joe Biden has received money from foreign countries to affect policy changes. This has been proven. This is not a this is not an estimate. We've got evidence supporting that. And I'd just like to know, because I haven't heard an excuse or a reason from any Democrat as to why he would be receiving these monies other than bribery. So I'd just like to hear from the panel on what they think about it and what could be a possible reason for it. And if so, are they as adamant against the prosecution and investigation of Joe Biden as they are of Donald Trump?
I'll take that, Darius.
Okay.
You know, politically, Darius, we used to be able to separate church and state and have some, I'd say, some scrupulous or some confidentiality or ethics in government. The whole thing has gotten crazy and corrupt. And it didn't just start with Donald Trump. It went back beyond him. But we've got a monster inside of the cage right now that's loose. That monster is loose in a big way because so much skepticism and so much finger-pointing has been done. And then with a person like Donald Trump becoming president, it just changed the whole dynamics with the attack of the media and the attack of credibility. Here's another case. Ivanka and Jared used to be in the White House sitting right next to their dad, and he said that they would be in control of all the financial well-being of Trump Incorporated or the business, let's put it that way. And then they just walked away from daddy, not responding to anything in the government, but yet and still $2 million. They got $2 million from the Saudis when they got out of the presidency.
Okay, that's a good way of not answering the question, Don. And let me state this: you're talking about Ivanka and Don Jr. Like they have a business. Well, if they did get money, at least they have a viable product to sell, a service. Joe Biden's family doesn't have a business, so what is their excuse for getting millions of dollars from foreign countries? What's the rationale? The reasoning?
One of the
sell them?
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Don.
No. Darius makes statements that he has nothing legitimate to back up his statement. What did they sell him for $2 million, Darius?
I didn't say I'm not saying anything specific. I'm saying they have a legitimate business, Don, that they conduct where they have products, goods, services that they provide. So if they receive money, they at least have a business. What business does the Bidens have where they're receiving millions of dollars from foreign countries? And you're talking about something that's totally irrelevant. I asked a specific question.
Darius, I don't know what business they have. You don't either.
Right. So I'm asking you, we saw that there's an FBI form that says that they received this money. This is a fact. We got bank records showing that they received the wires. I'm saying if they're investigated, or should they be investigated as rigorously as Donald Trump is being investigated? It's a simple question.
I'm saying to you, if there's a law that's been broken, yes, they should be investigated. But see, you're throwing smoke and hocus pocus out there, and they haven't been investigated. If that's the case, why haven't they been investigated?
Because the deep state is Democrat. They're liberals. That's why.
Hold on a second,
where, because there was maybe when Biden first came on board as president, his son was brought up for receiving funds from foreign countries. So you can't say he wasn't investigated, because the Biden family was way out there in terms of the FBI went and did a lot of research on what the Bidens were receiving, and it was never indicted because they figured out it was legit because of the family's business.
That's not. In fact, too, Don. Don, they did investigate. You're right. They're slow walking the investigation. They haven't made a decision. He hasn't been exonerated, and they haven't brought charges. So you're right. They did investigate. You're so right on that. But he hasn't been exonerated. They're still saying that the charges are pending on the investigation is ongoing, which is another question because that's been 5 years. That's been 5 years that they've had this information on him, but yet they had the information on Donald Trump in 3 months, and they were able to bring charges. That seems oddly suspicious, but I'd still like to hear you guys answer the question.
When those charges are brought against Biden, then I'll have a comment. But no charges have been brought. But I do know one thing, the charges have been brought, and they will be investigated and unveiled on Tuesday. I know that. I live in
So don't
the
answer
state.
The question then. I didn't ask about the charges. I asked about the discovery. I'm not saying he's been charged. I'm saying they have discovered bank records that show that he's received monies from foreign countries in exchange for power considerations. That's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
I'm not talking about charges, guys. And I'm just asking you, what are your thoughts on that? Are you not at all outraged that a sitting president had possibly been compromised? Because you worried when you thought Donald Trump was compromised with the with Ukraine.
Why haven't the charges been brought up on that, Darius?
Okay, so you're not going to answer the question. Can somebody else answer? Because obviously Don doesn't want to answer the question. So, David, can we go to somebody
Nobody
else?
Nobody can answer the question. You keep bringing up the past, man.
This is not the past. This just came out on Thursday. It's not the past. It just came out Thursday, Don.
All right, gentlemen.
I don't know anything about it.
Let's move on. John, did you have something you want to bring to the table?
Wow.
David,
I want
so you guys
to.
Just
I want
totally
to,
ignore
David.
My question. That's cool.
David, well, see, there's I want to, but I want you to bring up the current situation that we're facing, because, see, next week we won't have a show because it's Father's Day, and what we're facing is something that has never been brought up or never happened in American history, and we won't be able to know until Tuesday what the real charges are. And right now they're preparing for this episode on Tuesday, this very day, in downtown Miami. They're going through practices on how to keep that courthouse secure. It's a big issue here in the state of Florida, and it's going to be a big issue today, tomorrow, and Tuesday. You're going to see every network in the country covering this. It's going to be a very, very, very talk of the world. It's never happened. Now, we won't be able to comment about this again until not next Sunday, but the Sunday after that. So I'm just being for real, man. I want you to keep focus, because I want to live. And know what? None of us may not ever see tomorrow. So let's stay focused.
All right. Seems that Darius decided that he wasn't going to be on the call anymore, and he left.
Yeah. I mean, his emotions took over.
Yeah, I think so. All right. Let's move forward. Jeremiah, there's something you wanted to bring to the table? Anything?
Just thinking about the recent laws that were passed as far as immigration and weapons, handguns, being able to have a weapon without the concealed permit. And then also, there have been a really harsh implementation of the immigration law in the state of Florida with DeSantis. So just thinking about those things, I don't know if you guys have heard or would like to comment about it, but not too sure which direction, whether it's going to be better for the state of Florida or might be worse for the state of Florida, but I want to get you guys' opinion on that.
All right. So next Sunday is Father's Day, and I got lots of comments from some of our listeners about what, and we had this, we talked about this before, and but I keep getting these comments from a lot of young ladies or females who are asking what can they get their husband or boyfriend or father. And so one thing that we've always talked about was men giving their wives or mothers gifts, which one should they? And I got a comment from a young lady who's asking, should her husband's father get a gift for Father's Day? I think that her husband should give him one, if nothing else. But she's asking, should she also do it also? What are your thoughts on that, Ron?
I'm not sure I followed the question. Are you asking if the father-in-law should get a gift from the husband's wife?
Yes, she's asking that question. And another subset of her question is, could it be less or more than the one she's giving her husband?
I don't think so. I mean, it's not her father. It's her father-in-law. So I don't think, personally, I don't see that there should be any obligation for her to give her father-in-law something for Father's Day. You know, that's to me, in my mind, reserved for the sons and daughters.
Ron, what is the first
not,
word?
Not the in-laws.
But what is the first word you said? You said it is what day for her?
Huh?
He's the what? He's the what to her?
He is the father-in-law.
What's the first
not
word?
Not father-in-law. You lost me completely with the question.
Well, you're saying he's the father-in-law, and you're saying because it's Father's Day, only the father of the son should do it, but it's Father's Day for her, too. So
she should give her father something for sure, but she shouldn't give her husband's father something.
So should her husband get her father a gift?
No.
No.
Not in my mind.
All right. What about you, Soel? What are your thoughts?
I don't believe in Mother's Day, Father's Day, or Valentine's Day. I don't give people presents.
Oh.
A good answer, Soel.
Good way to ask the question. What about you, Jeremiah?
I think not. I think I think she'll be going too far.
Okay, Don, what are your thoughts?
I think it should be whatever your heart says, give, and it shouldn't be looked upon whether it's in-law or anything like that. It's whatever your heart says, give. Do it until your heart says, give, and keep it like that. Don't try to outdo another person. Just give from your heart.
Great answer.
That's true, Don. That's a good answer.
Yeah, it is. Okay. Any other comments for the table anybody got? There are some things, but before we leave, because we only have a little time left.
Well,
can I say one quick thing?
The Heat and the Panthers are falling. I don't know if anybody's been following that, but our sports world is kind of crumbling down here, Don.
It's crumbling
I'm
real
still
big,
optimistic,
man.
Though.
I am too,
huh?
But man, I tell you, Denver is so tall, man. I mean, they're so tall. But you know what?
Yeah.
We've got some ride or die gangsters down here, and Jimmy says we're not going to give up. So tomorrow, Monday, we'll get the verdict.
Yeah, they got an uphill battle to fight, but.
And right, you know something, hey, David, it's a joy to have the Miami Heat even in the game, man. I mean, we're looking at a team that beat Milwaukee, New York, Boston, and now in the playoffs for the championship. Man, that's unheard of. An eighth seed, they didn't even think they were going to make the playoffs. And look where they are. That's great.
I think Joel was trying to ask a question or jump in with something. Is that you, Joel?
Yeah, I just wanted to say one quick thing. People have kind of gotten on me about why I don't celebrate Mother's Day, why I don't celebrate Father's Day or Valentine's Day. And the reason why I don't is because there shouldn't be one day of the year where you tell someone you love them and give them admiration. I do random nice things for my mom all the time just because I want to. I do random nice things for my friends because I want to. The fact that we have one designated day where we have to show this person that they're so important to us, every day is Mother's Day. Every day is Father's Day. If you have a romantic partner or a friend, every day is Valentine's Day or Best Friend's Day.
Amen.
Agreed.
All right. Good. Very good comment here, Sowell. Don, what are your thoughts on the passing of Tina Turner? Now, we all know that was very difficult for a lot of the world, but she lived overseas. She left the United States because she felt to be more successful overseas. Do you think, and cause a lot of Americans do that, but they're not as successful as she was, and now they're saying, should her husband get the $250 million that she had left over? What are your thoughts on that?
David, I think that Tina Turner was one of the greatest entertainers that we in modern day America have ever seen. To be exact, I remember in the senior year in high school, it was the first concert my dad took me to, David, the Ike and Tina Turner Review, where I saw Tina Turner singing Proud Mary and Work Out and all the songs and the Ikeettes, and man, it was electrifying. And I loved it from the first day I saw it. It was the first concert I'd ever gone to. And then to see a woman go through all the batter and abuse behavior from Ike, and then still say what's love got to do with it, and launch out on her own, and hit after hit, and then to move overseas and fall in love. Now, that money needs to go to whoever she left it to go to. I don't know who she left it to go to, David, but I think her wish should be granted, and you're looking at a legend.
Her children are, you know, the question is, should they go to her children or her husband? And everyone is saying it's probably going to go to the husband because no one can find a will that she left.
That's what I'm saying. And the thing is, she may have done that on purpose.
I actually went out to, when I was very young, went to a club, and at 2 o'clock in the morning in Los Angeles, all the clubs closed. So I went across the street to Bob's Big Boy because they did 24-hour breakfast and all that kind of thing. So I went over there, and the Ike and Tina Turner show came in. You know, obviously they had been performing, and they came in there, and all of the band members, the background singers, Ike and Tina were in there. And I didn't, you know, I was just sitting there watching them, but I did see, you know, Ike Turner was very much in charge. He was walking around fussing at people and cussing people and everything. And I could see the tension of the whole group. The whole group had a lot of tension. So I could see, you know, what love had to do with it because he was a very person. Okay. Jeremiah, did you think of anything you wanted to bring to the table? We have 5 minutes left in the show.
Well, just the sports still resonating with me with the Miami Heat and the Florida Panthers. Just thinking about what could possibly happen if we can, you know, get back in a series or but we'll definitely find out tonight because this is do or die, make it or break it tonight. And also the same thing with the Panthers. Their series is not, you know, pretty much over, but, you know, they have to take back control of the series, and we'll see what happens.
Jeremiah, the Heat plays tonight?
They just played the other night. It should be tonight or tomorrow, and I'd have to check. But
It's Monday night.
Okay.
It's Monday night?
Monday night, okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah, just, Monday night.
You scared me when you said tonight.
Oh, I just wanted to be sooner than never, you know. So I want to, you know.
Hey, David, you know something? The man's voice is a very needed conversation in America, and I'm so glad to be a part of the man's voice. But politics and religion are two topics that a lot of people hate to discuss. And we are seeing replicas of it on the past two shows, people getting upset and leaving because we're talking about politics and religion. I pray one day that we're able to look beyond that because we can't control either one of them.
Yeah, I'm sure we are always looking how to move, but that's where you guys always seem to go into. And that's what, you know, most people are talking about. If you actually go out into the barbershops and things like that, that is a big conversation that I think.
That's right. That's
people
right.
People who are not in it majorly want to get their voices and opinions heard. So we're talking about what men are really thinking and doing. But I do, you know, we do get some comments from a lot of people, and I've been bringing those up so that we can discuss them. Don, do you have anything else you want to bring to the table? That's not
possible. I just want to say, man, I enjoy conversing with the panelists on this call because there's a wide range of different opinions and thoughts. And we used to have a thing we called debate classes in school. And, man, I learned how to listen real well and then debate and get my opinion and listen to their opinion. That was one of my favorite subjects in one of my favorite classes was the debate class.
Here's something that somebody asked a question that the news media, the United States news media have been heavily enthralled with royal conversation, kings and queens and things from England, Prince Harry, Prince and Queen and all those things. That's something, why is Americans so involved in that? And is it just that it's the media or is it the people that are thinking about it? And what are your thoughts on having that conversation on a daily basis? What are your thoughts, Ron?
I'm sorry, David. Can you repeat the question?
Well, should we be hearing about Prince Harry and all the kings and queens and King Charles or whatever, King whatever his name is, on a daily basis? Like that.
Well, you know, the media is going to talk about what the people want to hear and see and listen. Correct me, Don, if I'm wrong, but you know, that's my background too, and that's, you know, if people want that, that's what they're going to get. So there's a craze over the British monarchy. For understandable, you know, valid reasons. I mean, we were once a part of England, I guess. So I don't see a problem with it.
You know, to me, that is nothing but the UK Disneyland. That's just, you know, what we have here is Disneyland. They have over there King and Queen. You know, it's just, to me, it's, you know, it's identical. Of course, you know, there's Scooby. There's Minnie Mouse and Mickey Mouse. They all have it. Anyway, you've been listening to The Man's Voice, and we appreciate you listening. We will not be back next week because next week, Sunday, is Father's Day. And the men on the panel here want to be out with their families. But there'll be another show, not a live show, but a show will be played. Okay, gentlemen, have a great week and happy Father's Day to all the fathers on the panel.
Happy Father's
Day. Take care, everybody.
Take care.
Take care, guys.
And happy Father's
Go
Day.
Go Kings. Thank you.